The Saints start the season 1-0 and knock off an arch rival in Atlanta here in week one of the NFL. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome back inside the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and welcome to our post-game wrap on NewOrleansSaints.com. JD, 23-17 was the final score. A lot to like here in week one.
Well, I think the most things that you're going to like are what happened defensively. I mean, the Saints really came up big defensively. The two turnovers, yes. The three sacks, yes. But the defense really got after the Falcons, pressured Matt Ryan a lot. And here's a big thing, too, also. The offense carried the football for 35 minutes, almost 10 minutes more than the Falcons. That allows your defense to stay fresh, and that helped that pass rush.
You know, let's start with the defensive side of the ball. There were a lot of new faces, certainly, and a new look, too, on the defensive side of the ball, but it's an old friend. It's Roman Harper who comes up with some big plays today. He recovered both of the two Falcons turnovers.
Well, he ends up getting the strip out on the fumble recovery. His buddy Malcolm Jenkins gets that, too. Maligned safeties end up making a play on that one. And then Kenny Vaccaro gets the tip on the last play of the game. He gets the interception in the end zone. And everybody has said all week, Drew Brees mentioned it a couple of times, 7 out of the last 10 games between these two teams, and now 8 out of 11 have gone down to the last possession.
Yeah, came down to a goal line stand. One thing that Falcons head coach Mike Smith and quarterback Matt Ryan talked about in their postgame locker room was the multiple looks and the variety of blitzes that they saw from Rob Ryan's defense today.
Well, we expected him to bring some exotic looks. We knew he was pretty vanilla in the preseason, but what you do like about it is, you know, they gave up the 123 yards and the 10 points in the first quarter and buckled down after that, only allowed another 243 yards, I think, the rest of the game. And better than that, kept the Falcons out of the end zone for the most part. And that's the thing you really like.
Saints won their first season opener since 2010, and the offense had a part of it too. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball with number 12. Marcus Colston today had a big catch in the second half, but if you go back to the first half, it was a record-setting day for Marcus Colston.
Well, it couldn't be more fitting than for Marcus Colston to go down the seam, split the seam, get a leaping grab for a touchdown to set the team's all-time receptions record. That's the kind of guy he is. He only makes plays, and then he comes back later, takes a big hit on a catch in the back, but he gets up, does what Colston does, flips it to the referee like nothing happened. He's a guy who you can always count on.
Well, these are the post-game notes here, and as we note, Colston had 5 catches in all today for 68 yards and a touchdown. Also, we always seem to find on these post-game notes a long list of new accomplishments or extended accomplishments for quarterback Drew Brees. Here are just a sum for the day. Brees, 26 of 35 today for 357 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did throw 1 interception. His multiple touchdown pass game was the 100th of his career. He also completed at least 20 passes in a game for the 53rd consecutive game of his career, and he extended his own NFL record for most games of 350 yards or more passing with his 36th such performance today. Lofty numbers for number 9, who after the first quarter, John, seemed to really find his groove in quarters 2 and 3 especially.
Well, you know, the guy is so good. What happens is you take him for granted because you have expectations of him. You look at the stat sheet, and you really don't realize the production he had because you're thinking, oh, it's a ho-hum game for Drew Brees, and then you look up and he's got 350-plus yards. But we've gotten so used to it, you can almost taken for granted because you can almost write it down in the scorebook before the game that he's going to get you 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
How about Darren Sproles today? Boy, he did it on a lot of different ways.
Well, he's a tough cover for anybody. He got 6 catches for 88 yards out of the backfield, ran tough between the tackles, but more than anything, you get him out on the perimeter and get him matched up against a linebacker. Nobody's going to be able to cover him. He got out on a wheel route for a 32-yard reception, but he's one of those guys. He's so multifaceted, so multi-talented, teams can't account for him.
All right, Kenny Stills also has a nice debut in a Saints uniform. Nice day in that he also got 86 yards receiving today. One of those was a huge, huge play of some distance that seemed to loosen up Atlanta a little bit.
Yeah, caught that 67-yarder, and he really got behind the Falcons' defense a couple of times. And Drew Brees was talking about plays they left on the field. Those two deep throws that he didn't connect with Kenny Stills on, those are two plays that he's going to be kicking himself for because those were yards and points left on the field, and he knows those plays were there.
It would have been hard to see this game end any other way here today, of course, with a deafening crowd at the Superdome. And for head coach Sean Payton, his first game back. Steve Gleason also a part of the festivities today as Team Gleason was honored prior to the game. And then a very, very emotional and deafening moment in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome when Sean Payton and Steve Gleason conducted the Who Dat chant.
Well, there's no better way to start the game than that. I mean, you got Sean Payton making his return. We're celebrating Steve Gleason. Almost got a blocked punt on the first punt of the game by the Falcons. So that would have been more perfect. But, yeah, certainly you get those two together and the emotions of the moment and you're opening the season. You know, every everything just fell into place.
All right. John is writing about Marcus Colson in his record-setting day a little bit later today on NewOrleansSaints.com. You'll also get all the post-game coverage you need from the podium and the locker room. We'll hear from Drew Brees and Sean Payton, Zach Strief, Lance Moore, and a whole lot more. Hope you'll stay through the website tonight and get your real complete look at today's festivities at the football game. Don't forget our coverage continues tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have another wrap-up for you during tomorrow's Black and Blue Report podcast, including head coach Sean Payton's Monday visit with the media. So a happy final here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome today. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. And again, the final score, it's New Orleans 23, Atlanta 17. So long for just a while.